This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, sometimes it's fun to play What Were They Thinking? And I want to play What Were They Thinking? What were they thinking? What was the FBI thinking when they did something that nobody's ever done ever before in the history of this country when they raided a former president's home, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, on Monday? And the possibilities are plenty, and none of them actually paint a very pretty picture at all. Now, first of all, it is probably a miscalculation on their part, because the deep staters, the deep state cocoon, which works inside of a bubble or an echo chamber, if you will, probably didn't anticipate the average American's reaction, which this is where the problem comes. If average America becomes enraged enough at this, there's not enough deep state to make it happen, to make it stick. There's just not enough. So, no matter the underlying purpose of the raid, one must wonder why none of the higher-ups in the FBI or the Department of Justice put the brakes on the search of the home of a former president of the United States, which is an event universally described as a modern crossing of the Rubicon. How could the DOJ and the FBI not anticipate the visceral reaction a broad swath of America would have to the Biden administration's DOJ initiating a raid against a former commander-in-chief and the Democrats' main political opponent? And how could government agents think securing a warrant would provide them cover? Simply put, the FBI didn't anticipate or couldn't anticipate any shock or horror over the search because none of the many FBI agents who were willing to speak up had any qualms about the move. Rather, with FBI headquarters systematically politicized, the decision makers likely heard no dissenting opinions, and the echo of their own leftist right think rendered them oblivious to how middle America would react to a search of the residence of the former president. And significantly, this is how the public saw the raid: as a search of a former president's home, not as a raid of Trump's house. The DOJ and FBI likely also figured that 50% of Americans who have a distaste for Trump wouldn't care what happened to him, and they were wrong. I mean, Andrew Cuomo's out there upset about this. To the extent the DOJ and the FBI believed obtaining a search warrant from a federal judge would assuage public's concerns and assure them of the righteousness of the search, big miscalculation there, too. By operating from the cocoon of fellow travelers who failed to take genuine offense in the FISA court's abuse of Carter Page, the D.C. operators were likely blindsided by the public's refusal to defer to a court's judgment. And when you couple that with the spectacle of a raid on a former president's home, Americans of all walks of life responded with outrage, and it seems likely FBI headquarters did not anticipate the reason. Also, one of the reasons was maybe to spur protest to paint Trump supporters as violent extremists. One of the reasons they did this. They did not anticipate outrage over this. But you have to wonder if that goal served a second intended or otherwise purpose of the raid, with the FBI hoping to prompt large and angry protests, to facilitate violence. You got a lot of Trump-backed candidates prevailing in midterm elections. The Democrats needed to return the former president and his supporters to pariah status. What better way than to raid his house and prompt an outburst? And after months of the January 6th show trial framing ordinary conservatives peacefully rallying D.C. as complicit in the violence that occurred at the Capitol, any Trump-related protest will play as fomenting violence. And, of course, then there's the media, who will all be too willing to convert the rallies into mostly violent protests, no matter how peaceful they are. Nor would it be beyond the FBI to target anti-government extremists and entice them to engage in violence, with the corrupt press then convincing the story they represent conservatives. And such a theory is that no longer seems far-fetched anymore to me. But a jury already found the FBI entrapped at least two innocent Michiganders using a paid FBI informant to induce them to plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, you know, this is the 30th anniversary of Randy Weaver. Of that. Where they entrapped him. The other thing is to keep Trump out of office. And they took this extreme step to find its origins in a theory that Democrat lawyer Mark Elias pushed too soon after the news of the raid broke. Namely, under Section 2071 of the Federal Code, Trump could not run again for office if he had unlawfully concealed records he had retained after leaving office. As even Elias himself acknowledged, however, this theory is weak because the Constitution establishes the qualifications for running for office, and Congress cannot add to that list. And nonetheless, Elias and the others seem to think the spectacle of a conviction would make Trump unelectable. And what the hardcore left fails to realize, though, is that the spectacle of the G-Man raiding the home of a former president proves even more offensive to the American public. That does not mean, of course, that some members of the FBI D.C. cabal didn't think Section 2071 play was a winner. They were just wrong. And probably the biggest possible reason they might have done it was just to go fishing. And you need a tad of legal backdrop to follow with this. In order to search a home, absent limited exceptions, the government must obtain a search warrant based on a sworn application that establishes probable cause that the place to be searched contains contraband or evidence of a crime. The search warrant application must describe with specificity that the place to be searched and the items to be seized. Agents may then search any place within the home where such items could possibly be hidden. During that search, agents find evidence related to another crime. They may seize that evidence as well. If they had solid evidence that the individual is dealing drugs out of his home and they obtained a search warrant authorizing a search of the home for drugs and paraphernalia and any records related to the drug dealing, they would be entitled to search the entire home. If during that search they discovered a sawed-off shotgun and records of illegal gambling, they may seize that evidence as well, and the defendant could be charged with additional crimes based on the recovered evidence. In this case, the basis rested on his supposed retention of classified documents. But if in searching for those documents they came across other documents it believes incriminate Trump in another supposed crime, the documents could be seized too. So in other words, they launched a fishing expedition at Trump's Florida home. In an article earlier this week, Andrew McCarthy explained his spot-on view that the FBI knew it couldn't get a warrant to search Trump's home for evidence related to January 6th. And they instead sought the warrant based on the supposed missing classified documents, which would open the door for them and search for evidence to build a criminal case against Trump related to the election or the violence at the Capitol. He lives in their head, rent-free. Now, this was the Biden administration facing off with the former president of the United States and a political rival, leaving you appalled and asking yourselves, what was the FBI thinking? Well, now they get to hear what it's like outside the echo chamber. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The FBI and media narrative in the days after the FBI's unprecedented president raid on the home of a former president and opposition party leader was one of the feigned surprise that this kind of authoritarian tactic would prompt any outrage. Simultaneously, though, in some quarters, the media and certain Democrat figures use the raid to project their expectations of a violent reaction onto their political opponents. The right's outrage over yet another high-profile example of federal intelligence agencies applying double standards to Democrats' political opponents was quickly exploited by corrupt actors such as MSNBC to accuse conservatives like YouTuber Steven Crowder of trying to agitate for civil war with a tweet at the end of the night where he went, "Tomorrow's war, sleep well." I used to watch Bugs Bunny cartoons where he would go, "Of course you realize this means war." Clearly, Crowder meant that it was a metaphoric war, something his crew explained shortly after MSNBC trashed him on air and in an article. But that hasn't stopped the press and the Democrats from egging conservatives, shocked at the politicization of the DOJ and FBI toward violence, which the former would use it like the January 6, 2021 riot to once again punish people on the right far more severely than they punish people on the left for the same infractions. Although I think that's a very big, big miscalculation. On Twitter, Crowder goes, "What a surprise. The mainstream media is doing what the mainstream media always does, which is taking us out of context." One thing they should not take out of context, that some of these things that you wish for, I'm sure you think that... You look at what happened January the 6th, and you think that was something that was easily contained. January 6th was not violent. There was some fracases going on, but it was not an insurrection. Because there's not a dead politician out there amongst them. And I'm just going to be plain about that. If that had been an insurrection, we'd still be looking at the pictures today, or the video, or whatever they got out of it. Leftists consistently use allegations of political violence, whether real fringe violence or the imagined violence of free speech, as an excuse to target their enemies. So it's no surprise that their focus regarding the FBI's action is not on the fact that unelected bureaucrats rifled through the Republican Party leader's personal items for more than 9 hours without explaining themselves, but the conservatives' reaction to the abuse of power could include violence. And the truth is, and they would probably say, "Oh, no, not, of course not." The truth is, leftists and their cronies in the corrupt corporate media are doing their very best to provoke that kind of violence with precisely these outrageous tactics, hoping that some MAGA hat-wearing conservatives will do something illegal or something that can be framed as illegal in response to the raid so they are eligible for swift and drastic punishment. And while they're doing that, I really... I'm going to give you some projections when we get back. In the next segment, I'm going to tell you about what would happen if that were actually happening. But this is why the Washington Post published an article on Wednesday claiming the GOP hysteria over Mar-a-Lago search is an invitation to violence. And in the article, Dana Milbank, the WaPo opinion columnist, infamous for demanding everyone give Biden a break, said violent speech like calling for the disbandment of the tyrannical FBI will lead to violent acts. Well, I don't know. Actually, it'll probably lead to more peace. He pontificates, though. "We know that violent speech, particularly when so many are already feeling desperate and on edge, leads to violent acts. We've been here before." But he conveniently left out the violence and assassination attempts from the left and included examples such as a lie about Sarah Palin inspiring an attempted assassination. He also ignored that it's not violent speech provoking people. It's the transparently partisan actions of the FBI. Milbank said he would like nothing more than to be wrong about this sweeping allegation, but that's laughably false considering how corporate media mouthpieces like him have already profited off of Democrats' anti-Trump and anti-conservative shenanigans for years. Take the illegitimate show trial of the January 6th thing. Corporate media has been very proud in their coverage of this. Even though nothing's come of it, that didn't change the minds of many Americans, but it gave swamp creatures like Merrick Garland and FBI Director Wray the excuses they needed to take down Trump and stop him from running for president again. But, you know, if it was a provocative movement, I don't know how well it's going to work. Because here's the thing. People like me are not going to commit to something like that. We're not going to commit to getting involved at this kind of provocation. Because there was no bloodshed in this. And if you want to believe the raid was about classified documents having to do with the junk that Trump took with him when he left office, your head's in the sky. This is what Megyn Kelly said. This is about the never-ending desire to get Donald Trump on something. The left loves the legal system's double standards that they work so hard to create. They would love nothing more than people to get so worked over such blatant... They would like nothing more than for you to get so worked up over this that you just erupt. You know, Merrick Garland should have recused himself from this whole process. The judge in this, the judge that has a very checkered past. I don't know about him, but Garland certainly should have recused himself. And instead, he spent 9 months sicking his Department of Justice on Trump's advisors over the events on January the 6th. And their targeting of the former president was unprecedented and certainly hypocritical, considering how many high-level politicians and their families deserve some extra scrutiny but haven't gotten any. And much like Wray dodged key questions during a Judiciary Committee oversight hearing last week in the Senate, the FBI and DOJ have failed to answer questions or try to justify the raid. And their silence, along with their flailing credibility, has led to a public outcry that the nation is turning into a banana republic thanks to the politicized weaponization of unelected bureaucrats. So just like the January 6th committee deliberately avoided addressing security failures, we have this also occurring. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. This is USA Radio News. An author has reportedly been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million-dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man accused of firing shots inside the Mall of America before fleeing a suburban Minnesota shopping complex with the help of several accomplices has been arrested in Chicago. Authorities have confirmed the 21-year-old was arrested, along with another man who had been sought following the August 4th shooting. According to court documents, the man faces charges including second-degree assault. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, the day before Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the presidential election of 2016, the New York Times' Paul Krugman claimed that the FBI, along with Russian intelligence, had rigged the election. Election denialism is perfectly acceptable behavior on the left. Krugman blamed the rigged election on people within the FBI who he asserted clearly felt that under Mr. Comey, they had a free hand to indulge their political preferences, by which he meant the investigation into Clinton's email server. You can imagine the tenor of Krugman's rhetoric if the investigation had been launched by the administration of Mitt Romney or George Bush or signed off on by A.G. Robert Bork. Is it still the case that investigating a candidate for wrongdoing is rigging an election? Yesterday, Merrick Garland, or not yesterday, but, this past week, Monday, Merrick Garland's DOJ raided the home of a former president and likely future presidential candidate. In a case regarding potential mishandling of classified documents. This, according to the Washington Post, which means you should never believe it. Is that really it? We have long been told that mishandling of classified documents isn't a serious crime because, of course, Hillary Clinton did it. She had it out there for everybody to see. When Clinton set up a secret private server to circumvent transparency, likely to hide favor trading, related to her now obsolete corrupt foundation, it was a potential felony. and that illegal server, the FBI would find 100 emails containing classified information, 65 marked secret, 22 marked top secret, and over 2,000 emails that would be retroactively marked classified. That's a whole bunch of felonies. Unlike Trump, who had the power to declassify any document he wished, Hillary could not. And as numerous experts pointed out, the chances that those documents were intercepted by foreign powers were quite high. As a matter of fact, they're old news now. No one's home was raided by the FBI. Then, it's like Billy Mays, but wait, there's more. Then Hillary's staff then attempted to destroy all evidence related to that secret illegal server, wiping it and literally using hammers to break phones and laptops. As Comey noted at the time, they cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery. Which, that's another bunch of potential felonies. Not only were there no FBI raids, but Comey showered Clinton's staff with immunity. Comey would make the exceptionally unconvincing case that though everything that Hillary had done was illegal, the most qualified person to ever run for the presidency had merely acted extremely careless. And more likely, Comey didn't want to charge a presidential candidate with a bunch of felonies in the run-up to an election. It's also true that the mishandling of documents had not been treated seriously in past examples. When former Clinton National Security Advisor Sandy Berger stole highly classified documents from the National Archives, memos regarding the Clinton administration's failed anti-terrorism efforts, he was given community service. And nobody raided his home to look for more documents. While these double standards may not induce you to distrust the FBI, what happened next should. Hillary would kick off the entire bogus Trump-Russia investigation, signing off on the leak of a fictitious Oppo research document, which was bolstered most likely by Russian disinformation. But according to the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, initial FISA applications used by the FBI to spy on Trump's orbit relied entirely on information from the dossier author Christopher Steele. Not only were the applications riddled with 17 significant efforts, and not only would the FBI withhold contradictory evidence in the case, but a lawyer for the agency doctored an email and used it as the basis for a sworn statement to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. But then again, why wouldn't an Obama administration that spied on journalists and millions of Americans and even senators and then lied about it also spy on the political opposition? Why wouldn't they do that? You know, business as usual. Those same people, some ensconced in the agency behind this abuse, were feeding the media one half-baked Trump conspiracy theory after the next. Investigation after investigation. And despite lofty promises of Democrats, not a single person in Trump's orbit would be indicted of anything having to do with colluding with Putin to undermine the election of 2016. It was all a partisan attempt to criminalize policy positions that they didn't like. That's it. That's all. Now we're in the January 6th committee hearings. Same double standard. When Republicans hold committee hearings, Democrats get to name their members. When Democrats hold committee hearings, they get to name all the members. When Obama Attorney General Eric Holder is held in contempt of Congress over his role of sending guns to drug lords, he can laugh it off. When former Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro is held in contempt, he's shackled by the FBI. When Democrats support underlying causes that end in riots, they are absolved of responsibility. When Republicans do, they're insurrectionists. And all of this is in an effort to cobble together disparate events and statements to create the perception that Republicans led a concerted coup against the government. And if that were the case, first of all, that would have been astounding that those guys would have stepped up to that. But it also seems to me, and perhaps I'll be proven wrong, the raid is part of that partisan effort. But we'll soon find out. But you don't have to be a fan of Trump for this, you know. There were some things he did on January 6th that I don't find particularly presidential. But to say how these precedents are dangerous or how they corrode trust in institutions, either you uphold the law for all politicians as you would the rest of us, or you don't. And this double standard is very disturbing. It's disturbing in a way they will make it very, very difficult for very much more to go on without a lot of things maybe unraveling as we go. And we're going to see. Now, if Republicans were doing any of this, they would be called authoritarian. But they're called authoritarian anyway. But the Republicans have never done any of this. They've never done. Maybe they should. Maybe they should. But, you know, like I said, as they tried to goad us into this, they don't really know what they're asking for. They do not really know what they're asking for. They are counting on something that is a little intangible that I don't think most of you take into consideration. They're counting on something that, I don't know. I said I would tell you what would happen if some of this stuff actually were to occur. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that in the next segment. And I don't want anybody to think that I am, I'm trying to foment violence or anything else. I'm just going to tell you what would happen if what they want to happen happens. If it actually happened. Not the way they're going to characterize anything that happens, like the January 6th event, which was nothing more than a fracas, where the only people that got shot were people that were Trump supporters. But that's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Taroka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Carrie W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. See, the problem for the left is that Donald Trump represents you, and before Donald Trump, you were fooled. A lot of you were fooled. Woke used to not mean what it means today. I had to hit the sneeze button. I'm sorry. Woke used to mean that you were aware of what's going on around you. And for a lot of people, being woke meant that, it was problematic, some of the things that they were saying. And now everybody's woke and everybody is in a very good way. Because Donald Trump is a great disruptor. And the one thing he was trying to do, and stay with me on this, because I'm trying to map out the best way for this country to come back without any violence, in my mind anyway. Donald Trump was trying to interrupt the collectivist America they were trying to bring about. He knew it. He told you about it. Now, the extremists who now control the Democrats have spilled the beans, in two ways at least, that Donald Trump is an impotent to their goals. He is a Washington, D.C. and political outsider who wants to dismantle the extra-constitutional power structure that enriches and empowers the uniparty, the deep state, the swamp, the status quo, whatever you want to call them. He also symbolizes the return of an egalitarian capitalist interpretation of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence that recognizes the value of every single one of us. So if you think that one of the very basic goals of this raid was not to create something where they could prevent him from running and winning the election in 2024, you have been asleep, which a lot of us did. It's okay, but... Now, the fanatic Democrat lawyer Mark Elias stated the obvious rationale behind the continuing politically motivated attacks on Trump. Obtaining a conviction of him for anything would prevent him from ever holding office again, and even if it can't be proven, having to defend yourself on a criminal case while running for president would be a blockbuster in American politics, except for this abusive raid. It's one thing to get out there and, to be like Liz Cheney or Eric Swalwell or Hunter Biden and have all this baggage dragging behind you and all this other stuff. It's one thing to be one of those guys. It's quite another to just be the guy that tried to have cheap gasoline and low unemployment and true equality across the board. It's not what they want. You're not individuals. You're not citizens. You are batteries. You are a source of money. This raid by the FBI is unprecedented. It is a first of its kind. And somehow they were able to marshal their resources to raid Mar-a-Lago and seize 15 boxes that were packed by Trump staff before leaving the White House. Boxes containing everything from newspaper clippings to memorabilia are now in the FBI's hands. The documents, if there are documents the FBI desired, were not in imminent danger of being destroyed. They wanted to demonstrate their power against the former president in order to make all Americans cower at the potential unleashing of the FBI dragon against them. That comes with a caveat. In the meantime, they've done nothing about the Hunter Biden computer. They've allowed Hillary Clinton to escape, and they haven't pursued Jeffrey Epstein's associates. So let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. The problem with this two-sided coin that we have here, that they're trying to do this two different standards. The problem is this. If they get what they want, which would be violence, if they actually got concerted, concentrated violence, there will be none of them left to celebrate. That would be the problem. That would be the problem. In the event that something was going to happen in the United States today, there are too many veterans, there are too many gun owners. You know, if we get out and if 5% of the gun owners decided they were going to take part in some sort of kinetic action, that's the largest massed army ever. You got 20-some plus million veterans out there. So it's probably going to be a lot higher than just, you know, 5% of the gun owners in the United States. And the problem with that is that veterans know exactly what to do in certain cases. Veterans know the weak points, you know. In armed self or in unarmed self-defense, you're always looking for, you know, a knee or a neck or an eye. They know the weak points of attack against anything. So for all of these, like right now, if we wanted to shut down all of this media, all we got to do is go disrupt the power grid in the major hubs that are, you know, New York and LA and other places where they might have some news going on. If we disrupt that, they can't put out news. Just that one little thing, just the power grid. However, that probably would not be enough because they would keep on trying to push it out there. So then other things would occur. During World War II, there were the Sherpas. They worked for the British. They were against the Nazis. And the Sherpas liked to roll in on a bunch of Nazis in a foxhole and behead them and then rearrange the heads and leave that for them to be found. That kind of psychological warfare, that's the kind of thing. That's harsh, isn't it? That's really harsh, isn't it? But that's what war is. War is hell. It is a hellscape as far as you can see. It is done by people that get pushed past a point where the normal moral holdback on them is unleashed. It is put away. And then they come away from this struggling to try to put it back, because they know it isn't normal to be that way. Some do, some don't. And that's really unfortunate. The problem is that if they get what they want, you know, I've said this many times, and this is just a simple fact. Simple fact of the matter is, if gun owners, for example, were everything that the anti-gunners said we were, there would be no anti-gunners left because we would have dealt with them by now. Simple fact. If you find that harsh, I'm sorry. This is America today. We're in a very dangerous moment right now. a very dangerous moment. And while we're sitting here, we're all harumping. That was 30 agents that descended on the president's house with no opposition whatsoever. If the police department, whatever jurisdiction is in Mar-a-Lago, had decided to stop that, there would be a bunch of dead FBI people. Because this kind of an operation has no logistical train behind it. So they go in with what they got in the hope that that's enough, and it is never enough if something begins, if something unfolds. They have taken Donald Trump and put a bow around his neck, and he's going to be the president in 2024. And we are going to have to get with our senators and our representatives, and we're going to have to tell them to become absolutely ruthless, absolutely bloodthirsty, wield the power, and do what's got to be done. Because if there's going to be a future freedom for these kids that are probably going to ruin it all anyway, we need to do something really radical in order to right the ship. The ship of state. So, if that offended anybody, I'm not going to say that was not my intention. That is just a simple fact of the way these kind of things, that's the nature of these kind of things. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.